Welcome back, everybody. We are diving into the Trade Desk's third quarter earnings for 2024.
It's a good one.
It's a really good one.
Yeah.
We're talking earnings per share of $0.41,
Wow.
which beat estimates, and a very hefty $628.02 million in revenue.
Yeah.
That's a 27.32% increase year over year.
Big numbers.
Yeah, those are really impressive numbers, so.
They are. I think what makes this really fascinating is what it says about their position in the ecosystem
Right.
of digital advertising and how rapidly it's changing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like they're just riding the wave, you know. It seems like they're shaping it.
Yeah, they're not just benefiting from the growth of the market. They're outperforming it.
Yeah.
They're outperforming everyone.
Big players, small competitors.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
And this is even with, you know, a sizable portion of their business now in CTV, which is their fastest growing channel.
That's right.
Let's talk about CTV
Yeah.
because that's where a lot of the excitement is.
Yeah.
They've got partners like Disney, NBCU, Walmart,
Roku.
Roku, LG,
Even
Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
This is like a who's who of streaming.
The Trade Desk powers a lot of the advertising, so you'll
Yeah.
see their name pop up in a lot of different places.
So why is CTV such a game changer?
I mean, I think, well, first of all, they're allowing these companies to monetize their content
Right.
in a whole new way. And they're doing it through, you know, programmatic advertising,
Right.
which again just means that data and technology is being used to target the ad
Okay.
more effectively. I think
Right.
that's a big part of it. And then, you know, Jeff Green, who's the CEO of The Trade Desk, he talked on the earnings call about the content arms race.
Yes.
That's pushing media companies to rely on advertising more than ever before.
Right. They need to find a way to pay for all this amazing content.
They have to pay for these shows,
Yeah.
all these movies that we're watching.
So that's, I think that's part of it.
And then he goes on to outline 10 major trends that he sees creating a perfect storm for the Trade Desk's continued growth,
Yes.
which I think is really fascinating. And one of the more interesting ones to me is this changing landscape at Google.
Right, which we also noticed.
Yeah.
So it sounds like there's an opportunity here if Google starts to shift its focus.
Potentially, yeah, if they deprioritize their network business,
Right.
which it sounds like they might be doing.
Yeah.
And you know, the question is, you know, what happens to the open internet if Google facing regulatory pressure, and you know, they've got a lot of competition in AI,
Yeah.
if they decide to sort of pull back from their traditional ad business.
That's a big question.
Huge question.
Yeah. But Jeff Green seems pretty confident that no matter what happens with the DOJ antitrust case, the Trade Desk is going to be fine. He said, and I'm quoting here, "I believe we will look back on 2024 as an inflection point in terms of how advertisers value the premium open internet, driven by CTV and digital audio as a compelling alternative to walled gardens."
Bold statement. I
Yeah.
mean, the open internet, which is where consumers have more choice
Right.
and control over their online experience, that is becoming more appealing to advertisers, especially as they see the success of platforms like CTV and digital audio.
Yeah, he is particularly bullish on the potential of audio.
Yeah.
He even compares it to where CTV was just a few years ago.
Yeah.
He sees a huge gap between the amount of time people are spending listening to digital audio
Yeah.
and how much advertising money is going into that space.
I think he's right about that. I mean, to prove it, they just announced an expanded partnership with Spotify,
Right.
who's going to be using both UID2 and OpenPath,
Okay.
which are two of the Trade Desk's key technologies.
Okay. So we have these amazing earnings,
Right.
this confident CEO talking about these major trends, a clear focus on CPV and audio. But what does all this mean for our listener, the person who's tuned in to this deep dive?
Yeah, well, I think fundamentally what it means is that the way we consume and interact with media is undergoing a pretty rapid transformation.
Yeah.
And the lines between traditional TV and streaming are blurring.
Right.
And digital audio is becoming a dominant force.
Yes.
And within that landscape, companies like The Trade Desk, who are championing transparency, data-driven decision-making, a focus on the buyer's needs, I think are likely to thrive.
Right.
And that brings up another really crucial point, I think, which is the increasing importance of identity solutions.
Yes.
Like UID2 in a world that's moving away from third-party cookies.
Right, because we still need to be able to reach those target audiences.
You have to, but you have to do it in a way that respects privacy.
Right.
And, you know, so it's that balance between effectiveness and respect for people's privacy.
Yes.
And, you know, and speaking of reaching audiences, we can't forget the boom in retail media, which the trade desk is also tapping into.
Yes.
They're providing access to retail data marketplaces, which I think is completely changing how advertisers, especially those in consumer packaged goods, are approaching measurement and attribution. It's a classic example of the trade desk, I think, seeing a major trend and building the technology to allow their clients to benefit from it.
Yes.
And we're seeing a similar story play out with live sports.
Right.
Which is, you know, perfect for programmatic advertising because of its unpredictable nature.
Yes. I love how the increasing complexity of all of this actually favors the trade desk.
Yeah.
Because they're positioned as the guide.
Yeah.
To help advertisers navigate it.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not just the vendor. They're the advisor.
Yes, exactly. Like the strategic partner.
It's a powerful advantage in a crowded market.
Yes. So they have a lot of momentum. But let's go back to these 10 macro trends.
Sure.
Because we've only touched on a couple of them. What are some of the other highlights that really stood out?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the first one he talks about, which is sort of the overall macroeconomic environment, is really relevant to everyone listening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, inflation is changing consumer behavior.
Right.
It's making advertising more important than ever.
Yeah.
For brands to capture market share.
That makes sense. When times are uncertain, people are more careful about how they spend their money.
For sure.
So advertisers need to work harder to stand out.
Yeah, to sort of convince consumers that their product is worth the investment.
Yes.
And that leads directly into his second trend, which is the immense pressure on CMOs.
Okay.
You know, these chief marketing officers to show measurable growth and return on investment.
Right.
They've got to prove that their marketing dollars are actually driving the business forward.
Right.
So data-driven platforms like the Trade Desk are becoming essential because they offer that level of transparency and accountability that these CMOs are looking for.
Makes sense.
And then his third trend reinforces that, which is, you know, the rise of AI.
Yes.
You know, the Trade Desk's Kokai platform is a prime example of how AI can be used to optimize campaigns, deliver better results.
Yeah. And he's very excited about the potential for AI in advertising.
He thinks we're just scratching the surface.
Yeah. He thinks we're just getting started.
Yeah. Now, we already touched on his fourth trend, which is the changes at Google. But I do think it's worth emphasizing how significant this could be.
Yeah.
If Google starts to deprioritize their ad network business, as Jeff Green suggests, it could create a massive opportunity for the Trade Desk.
Especially if they become more cautious in the open internet due to antitrust pressures.
Yeah, which is why Green keeps emphasizing this importance of an efficient and transparent supply chain.
Yeah.
You know, he believes that's how the open internet will effectively compete with the walled gardens of Google and Facebook.
Right.
His fifth trend is about the evolving dynamics of the CTV market. We've already talked about how the content arms race is pushing media companies to embrace advertising. But the key point here is that it's no longer just about having enough ad space to sell.
Okay.
It's about the quality of that ad space and the quality of the data that connects those advertisers to the right audiences. And that's where UID2 and OpenPath come into play.
Right.
They provide the transparency and addressability that advertisers need. They can accurately value CTV ad impressions.
Okay.
So his sixth trend might seem a little counterintuitive at first.
Okay.
It's supply chain efficiency.
Okay.
He argues that this pressure to make the ad tech supply chain more efficient actually benefits the Trade Desk.
Okay. How so?
I think because their focus has always been on adding value, not just extracting profit.
Right.
It's about creating a sustainable ecosystem where everyone benefits, from the publishers to the advertisers.
Yeah.
And in an environment where Google might be taking a step back, the companies that prioritize efficiency and transparency are likely to come out on top.
Yeah, that makes sense.
His seventh trend focuses on audio, which Green believes is a hugely underestimated advertising channel.
Okay.
He points to this enormous gap between the amount of time people spend listening to digital audio and the amount of ad dollars that are currently being spent there. He sees audio as being sort of in a similar position to where CTV was a few years ago, poised for explosive growth.
Right.
And their partnership with Spotify seems to be a key part of their strategy in that space.
Yeah.
His eighth trend brings us back to the retail media explosion, which we've touched on a few times already.
Yes.
The key takeaway here is that Amazon has proven just how powerful retail data can be, and the Trade Desk is making that data accessible to advertisers through these retail data marketplaces.
Right.
This is totally transforming how CPG brands in particular measure the effectiveness of their campaigns, you know, and figure out which ads are actually driving sales.
Right.
His ninth trend is this rise of programmatic advertising in live sports.
Yes.
Which is particularly exciting, I think.
Yeah, I like this one.
Live sports is inherently unpredictable.
Yes.
Making it a perfect fit for real-time bidding and dynamic ad delivery, which is exactly what programmatic advertising is all about.
Right.
The Trade Desk is already seeing fantastic results in this area, and as live sports continues to shift online, it represents, I think, a huge growth opportunity
yes.
for them.
Yes.
And then finally, his 10th trend is the one that I think ties everything together.
Okay.
Which is complexity favors the Trade Desk.
Yes.
Right? As the digital advertising landscape becomes increasingly fragmented and complex, advertisers need a trusted partner
right.
to help them navigate it.
Yeah.
And the Trade Desk, with their focus on the buyer, their commitment to transparency, their sophisticated technology, is perfectly positioned to be that partner.
Right.
They're not just the vendor, they're the advisor.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that's a crucial distinction in such a competitive market. Now, after discussing those 10 trends, Green highlighted two areas where the Trade Desk is seeing particularly strong momentum.
Okay.
CTV and retail media. He emphasized how retail data is revolutionizing the way CPG advertisers approach measurement and attribution. He even went so far as to say, and I'm quoting again, "Retail data on our platform is transforming how many CPG advertisers approach measurement and attribution."
Wow. So this is a big deal.
Yeah. It underscores, I think, the fact that the Trade Desk is not just a technology company.
Yeah.
They're a driving force in the evolution of the entire advertising industry.
Right.
They're pushing the boundaries of what's possible with data-driven decision-making and helping advertisers connect with their target audiences in, I think, more meaningful and effective ways.
And it's not just the big picture, it's the results.
Yeah.
And he gave an example of a major quick-serve restaurant chain.
He did.
That used the Trade Desk's platform to expand their customer base to younger demographics through targeted CTV ads during live football games.
Smart.
Yes.
Smart move.
Tell me about it. What kind of results did they see?
Well, the results were pretty impressive. The chain saw a 15% increase in brand awareness among their target audience.
Right. Wow.
Right. Meaning that more young people were recognizing and remembering their brand. But here's the even more impressive part. They saw a 9% increase in mobile transactions, where a CTV ad was the first one the customer saw.
Wait, so they're watching football, they see the ad on TV.
That's right.
They pull out their phone and they make a purchase.
That's exactly right.
That's incredible.
It's a great example of how effective CTV advertising can be, especially when you're using a platform like the Trade Desk.
Yes.
That allows for, you know, such precise targeting and measurement.
Right. So this underscores the power of data-driven decision-making. This restaurant chain knew exactly who they wanted to reach, they knew what kind of message would resonate, and they used the Trade Desk's platform to make it happen.
Exactly. And it's a strategy, I think, that any business, big or small, can learn from.
Yes.
The key is to understand your audience, craft a compelling message, and then use the right tools to get that message in front of the right people at the right time.
Right.
So
we've covered the earnings, the 10 macro trends, the focus on CTV and retail media. But what about these big initiatives that the Trade Desk keeps talking about? OpenPath and UID2.
Yeah.
Let's dive into those, Nick.
Hey, let's unpack them.
Okay, let's unpack them. What are they all about?
So OpenPath is all about bringing transparency to the often murky world of ad tech.
Okay.
Think of it as a direct line between publishers, those who own the websites and apps and streaming services, and the Trade Desk, which represents the advertisers.
Right.
So instead of going through a bunch of middlemen, publishers can see exactly what the Trade Desk is willing to pay for their ad space.
Okay, so more transparency, a fairer system.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's a direct challenge to the walled gardens that we talked about earlier.
Right.
Like Google and Facebook, who often control that entire ad supply chain, and can kind of dictate terms that may not be in the best interest of publishers or even advertisers.
What about UID2?
Yeah, so UID2 tackles a huge challenge in the advertising industry, which is identity. With the demise of third-party cookies,
right,
advertisers need a new way to identify and reach their target audiences online.
Okay.
And they need to do it without being creepy.
Right.
You know?
People are very concerned about their privacy.
Totally. UID2 is the Trade Desk's solution to this problem. It's an open-source, privacy-conscious approach to identity that's gaining a ton of traction across the industry. It's like a digital passport that allows advertisers to connect with you, the viewer, the listener, the consumer, in a way that respects your privacy, but also makes sure you see ads that are relevant to you.
So it's a win-win.
That's the goal.
Advertisers can still reach the right people, and consumers don't feel like their privacy is being invaded.
And we're seeing big players like Spotify and Roku recently announce that they're adopting UID2.
Yeah.
Which is a huge vote of confidence, I think.
Right. And this is especially important in CTV, where figuring out who's watching and how to target them is still, you know, a bit of a wild west.
Yeah, it's a huge deal for the future of streaming. I think UID2 allows advertisers to connect with viewers on CTV in a way that's both effective and ethical.
It sounds like they're really hitting on all cylinders. They're riding these industry trends. They're getting incredible results for clients. They're building cutting-edge technology. They're shaping the future of digital advertising.
It's a compelling story, and it raises a really thought-provoking question. Will the streaming wars, where all these platforms are battling for subscribers, eventually evolve into advertising experience wars?
Ooh, I like that. So instead of just focusing on getting people to sign up, they're going to have to start competing on who can deliver the best, most relevant, and least intrusive advertising experience.
Exactly. Think about it. As more and more people cut the cord and move to streaming, the way that these streaming services make money from advertising is going to become a major differentiator.
Yeah.
And innovations like OpenPath and UID2 are going to play a crucial role in that battle.
So it's not just about the content anymore. It's about the entire experience, including the ads.
Right, right. And the Trade Desk is positioning itself to be a leader in that new landscape. They're not just adapting to change, they're driving it.
Yeah, it's inspiring to see a company that's not only successful, but also seems to be doing things the right way, mm-hmm. building a business that's sustainable and built on a foundation of, you know, transparency and innovation and a genuine commitment to their client's success.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a model for the future of the advertising industry.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Earnings, macro trends, OpenPath, UID2. But Jeff Green also shared a really interesting anecdote during the earnings call about a quick serve restaurant chain that used the Trade Desk platform to reach a younger audience. Tell me more about that.
Sure. So this restaurant chain, they wanted to reach younger demographics.
Okay.
And they decided to use targeted CTV ads during live football games.
Okay. Smart.
Smart move, considering the popularity of football amongst that age group.
Okay. So they used the Trade Desk's platform to place these ads.
Mm.
What happened? What kind of results did they see?
Well, the results were pretty remarkable. The restaurant chain saw a 15% increase in brand awareness among their target audience.
Okay.
Right. Meaning more young people were recognizing and remembering their brand. But here's the even more impressive part. They saw a 9% increase in mobile transactions, where a CTV ad was the first one the customer saw.
Wait, so they saw the ad on TV?
That's right.
They pulled out their phones. And they made a purchase.
That's exactly right.
That is so cool.
It's a clear example of how effective CTV advertising can be, especially when you're using a platform like the Trade Desk that allows for such precise targeting and measurement.
Yeah, this really underscores the power of data-driven decision-making. They knew who they wanted to reach, they knew what kind of message would resonate, and they used the Trade Desk to make it happen.
Exactly, exactly. And it's a strategy that any business, I think, big or small, can learn from.
Yeah.
The key is to understand your audience, craft a compelling message, and then use the right tools to get that message in front of the right people at the right time.
So what's the main takeaway for our listeners? What's the one thing they should remember from this deep dive into the Trade Desk's Q3 earnings?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the world of digital advertising is evolving rapidly, and companies that embrace transparency, innovation, and a data-driven approach are the ones that are going to thrive.
And the Trade Desk seems to be a prime example of a company that's doing just that. They're not just keeping up with the changes, they're leading the way.
And that's what makes their story so compelling. It's a story of a company that's not afraid to challenge the status quo, push boundaries, and constantly find new ways to deliver value for their clients.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating exploration of their Q3 earnings and these broader trends that are shaping the ad tech industry. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to something you said earlier about the advertising experience wars. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? What does that future look like, and what role will the Trade Desk play in it?
Yeah. I think we're on the cusp of a major shift in how we think about advertising. As streaming becomes the dominant way that people consume content, the pressure on media companies to deliver a seamless, enjoyable, and non-intrusive advertising experience, I think, is going to intensify.
So it's not just about throwing any old ad up there anymore.
No.
It's about making sure that the ads are relevant and engaging and don't disrupt the viewing experience.
Exactly. It's about creating an advertising experience that adds value to the content rather than detracting from it.
Right. So how will the Trade Desk play a role in all of this?
Well, I think they're already laying the groundwork with initiatives like OpenPath and UID2.
Okay.
You know, OpenPath helps create, you know, a fairer and more transparent marketplace for publishers and advertisers. And UID2 provides a, you know, privacy-conscious way to target ads effectively.
Right. So they're creating the tools and the infrastructure for a more sustainable and ethical advertising ecosystem.
Exactly, exactly. And I think, you know, we're going to see them continue to innovate and push the boundaries of what's possible in the years to come.
Yeah, it's exciting to think about the possibilities. But for now, we've reached the end of our deep dive.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into the Trade Desk's impressive Q3 and the future of advertising.
My pleasure. It's always exciting to explore these topics and see how they're shaping the world around us.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive, and we hope this has given you some food for thought. We encourage you to continue exploring these topics and form your own conclusions. Until next time.